May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. You know, I love Freedom Fridays. I've told y'all that. I've been thinking about freedom a whole lot lately, and I think a lot of us have. You know, the problem with freedom is, as Americans or any nation that claims to be free, the people have got to understand it's up to us. It's up to us to watch our leaders, to pay attention, and to hold them accountable. But let me tell you how communism, socialism, at the core, even our public officials, how they think, how they act, the things they do to deceive you. To start off today's Freedom Friday, I want to refer to the Bible. I want to refer to Genesis, and I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to talk to you about what happened in the Garden of Eden. I mean, Jesus created Adam and Eve, and he put them in the garden. Everything they needed was there. It was perfect water, perfect air, perfect atmosphere. I mean, the food was perfect. And, you know, had they followed God's instructions, who, by the way, you got to know God. God's always love. He's always kind. He's always compassionate. He loves his children so much that he even let his own son die for our sins. Now, that's incredible if you think about it. But, you know, God made this perfect place for them called Earth, and he put them here in flesh bodies, flesh and blood, just like you and I are. And he gave them some instructions. He said, look at this beautiful garden. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Obviously, this is not exactly how the Bible says it. He says, in this garden are plenty, plenty trees, plenty things to eat. And of anything in the garden, even the people that's in the garden, you can communicate with them. You can participate with them. You can talk to them. You can eat of any tree. You can eat of any of the vegetables that I've provided. It's all good for you. But there is one tree, he called it, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now think about that name. The tree of knowledge of good and evil. He says, of this tree, he says, do not eat. Don't eat the fruit thereof. And then he says something that's real interesting. He says, don't even touch it. Now, I want you to understand something. In the Bible, many of the historians and the theologians will tell you that he's referring to the human body. I mean, the tree is like the human body. It's got a trunk. It's got limbs. It pulls the fluids out of the ground and circulates it through the whole tree. Well, in a lot of our minds, and I think I would like for you to think about it this way, what he was talking about was the tree of knowledge of good and evil is Satan. The serpent, he was called in the Bible. And he told him, don't participate with that guy. Don't get involved with him. Because God knew who he was. He knew what a scoundrel he was, what a liar he was, what a murderer he was, how deceiving he was. And God said that he made the serpent, Satan, he made him in full measure. That means he was so good looking, so pleasant to the eye. He could speak and he was so pleasant to the ear. He said, you know, he's one of the most tempting things you can even imagine. I mean, there wouldn't be a woman that wouldn't look at him and just, in awe. I mean, just that simple. And men too, men would even find him appealing. So God said, don't have nothing to do with that. Well, I'm going to use that as kind of a scenario of what we got to be careful of is who we put in power, who we communicate with, who we talk to. If we want to maintain our freedoms, we've got to be careful that we find some really good morally convicted people. And I said morally convicted. In other words, they're people that believes the Bible's true and that if you lead a good moral life, God will bless you and he will bless your family. And I mean, you read throughout the Old Testament and into the New Testament, when people followed God's advice, you call them laws, rules, regulations, whatever you want to say, but it was really advice because he never makes one man in the Bible do anything, not one human. And by the way, if I say man, I'm not talking about male or female. I'm talking about both. No gender involved, in other words. So when he made humans, he made us in our own image, the image we used to be in the first earth age. And he put us on this earth as a test to see, would we follow his plan or would we follow Satan's plan? Now, there was two trees in that garden, don't forget, that he spoke of. There's a lot of them, but there's two. One was the tree of life. As sure as the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Satan, I believe the tree of life was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So he said, you know, you're going to be tested on this earth. You got to choose. So he let Adam and Eve choose. And of course, Satan being so deceitful, so pretty, so kind, so loving. I know some of you think that Satan's dressed in red, got horns and a pitchfork and a tail, and he's mean. That's not him at all. God made him in the full measure. Everything that a human could possibly want to be, that's how he made him. Or a spirit in this case could want to be, he made him. He even gave him such power. He was so good with God and to God, and God loved him so much that he gave him power over the mercy seat, but he didn't want to just guard the mercy seat. No, he wanted to sit on the mercy seat. In other words, he wanted to be Jesus Christ, but he was not. And he got full of pride. And when he realized he wasn't going to get his way, what did he do? He deceived Adam and Eve. He deceived Eve first. He tempted her, the Bible says. He said some really nice things. He says, God surely didn't. Now, here's a lie Satan's telling. He tells part of the truth. He tells part of what God said, but he don't tell the whole truth. He said, because Eve had told him that God had told her, had told Adam that they could participate with anything in the garden, but of the tree of garden of good and evil, they couldn't participate with, not to even touch it, or we will surely die. And what does Satan say? He says, oh, surely you will not die. What'll happen, Satan says, here's the lie, is you will, and it ain't exactly a lie, you will know good from evil, but then he lies and says, but you'll be as God is. You'll know right from wrong. You'll know, and boy, he wasn't kidding. He did. The second they sinned, they knew they had sinned. How do you know that? Because when God was looking for them, they were hiding. Why were they hiding? Because they were naked. How did they know they were naked? Because they had gotten involved with the serpent. Well, that's life. That's exactly how it works. So that's what's happening in America today. I want you to think about this. We are tempted every day of our lives. It's on TV. It's on our phones. It's over the radio in some cases. It's the advertising campaigns. It's the pictures. Boy, humans have learned to really paint a pretty picture when they want to get your money or get you to follow them or get you to do what they want you to do. And as a result of that, we reach that point where we're so into ourselves instead of into God and His Word, instead of into good, instead of evil, we will start to, we can be bought out. Let me say it that way. We'll start to even convince ourselves that, oh, that's not really wrong. Everybody's doing it. Listen, it used to be considered a sin to do certain things, but it's not a sin anymore. Abortion is the perfect example of that. I mean, it's sad, but people think that just because man, in his wisdom, wrote a law that made abortion legal, they think there's nothing wrong with it. You better be careful. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. You think just because millions and millions of people think that it's okay to steal, millions and millions of people think it's okay in certain cases to kill, you think God changed His mind? Please don't be fooled by that. So, you know, I want you to remember this. The wages of sin is death. That's in the Bible. I didn't say that. God did. The wages of sin is death. We have to be forgiven if we sin. But the wages of sin is death. You know, the politicians today, to get into how we're going to maintain our freedoms, the politicians today, the bankers today, the elite today, even the big corporations today, the powerful people, you might say, their biggest fear, listen to me very carefully, you know what their biggest fear is that you learn to think for yourself. Boy, they can't stand that idea. That's why even the schools are corrupt, especially our colleges. They're so corrupt today, it ain't even funny. They got a bunch of elitists up there running the colleges and a bunch of selfish people that they don't want you to know how to think. They want to teach you what they want you to think. And they're going to demand that you learn what they want you to think. And if you can't pass the test proving that you understand what they want you to think, they'll fail you. They'll make it so you can't get a job. And boy, they're eating away at that all the time. And does the world follow? Of course the world follows. Whatever America does, the rest of the world follows. We are the light on the hill that God talked about. We are the most faith-based nation on earth. We're the shining light, and the rest of the world looks to us. Now, some of them don't look to us as good because they're full of evil people, and they hate us because we believe in freedom. They don't. But you got to remember this. They've got to change the way we think. How do they change the way we think? Well, they convince you that what was once right is now wrong, and what was once wrong is now right. They do it all the time. And you know what? They keep putting it into your mind. They keep putting it in your eyes for you to see it. They keep tempting you with the pretty pictures, with the beautiful clothes, with the cars, with the great big houses and ways of life that they want you to get hooked on and want to live, till they tempt you into giving up your freedoms, some of your freedoms, so they can promise you more and more, which in reality always costs you more and more and always delivers less and less. And that's where we're at today. They've got most of us convinced that, for instance, the pharmaceutical industry, if we just give them enough money and enough time, they'll cure every disease known to man, yet you can't name one disease they've cured in 65 years. Why? Because they're not going to. It ain't that they can't, it's that they ain't. They're not going to. It happens in the banking system. Our own government passed one of the most hideous acts ever in the history of the United States of America. One of the most corrupt things they ever did was they went to Jekyll Island and a bunch of politicians bought into a bunch of lies and started what's called the Federal Reserve. Now, our founding fathers, were smart enough that they told us that only Congress could print money, that only Congress had control. What did our Congress do? They went to Jekyll Island and listened to a bunch of rich bankers, worldwide bankers, not just American bankers, more of them not out of this country than in it. And they said, no, we need to, you need to give us the power to print money, and then it'll be easy for y'all. It'll make it so easy. You just take our money that we print, we'll loan it to you, and you pay it back to us when you want to with interest. And them bunch of politicians swallowed it hook, line, and sinker and set it up. But let me tell you what they knew that you don't know, and they don't want you to believe that they knew. They knew that they were enslaving every single person in the United States of America, and that it would eventually spread all over the world. And what's happened? The Western Central Banking System, the Federal Reserve, is now a part of every free nation on earth and even ever communist and socialist nation on earth. We all bought into their gimmick. We all bought into their lie. And as we bought into that lie, I'm going to tell you something, we've lost our freedoms. Now you can't do anything without the government being involved. I mean, they're involved in your drinking water. They're involved in the air you breathe. They're involved in the food you eat. They're involved in the medicines you can take. They're involved in your healing process. They're involved in what schools you can go to. They're involved in the educational system as a whole. They're involved in the Bible. You say, oh, no, they're not. Well, they are. How'd they do that? They stopped us from being able to even speak the Word of God in schools. They stopped us from even being able to say a prayer out loud in schools. Now, remember, all you folks listening, especially if you're children and you're in school, they can't stop you from praying. You know why? Because you can talk to God in your head, and He understands everything you say. So you can pray anytime you want, and they cannot stop you. They can't control what you think about. Oh, they'd like to. And they're trying to. They're trying to program you so that you think what they want you to think and only, so that you believe that there ain't a God, so that you believe in evolution, so that you believe that same-sex marriage is okay, so that you believe that God made a mistake when He made you male or female and that you can switch. You see where they've gone with us? You see that slippery slope they've got us on? And how did they do that? Well, it's called deceit. They've deceived us. They've tricked us. Just like Eve in the garden, when God said, "What is this thou hast done?" And she said, "The serpent beguiled me." Now, my whole life I thought that meant the serpent, Satan, tricked her. That's not what it means. The word beguiled means wholly seduced her. That's why she had two children, Cain, and then she knew Adam and gave birth to his twin brother. They weren't identical. They were from two fathers, but Cain was born, and then shortly thereafter, Abel was born. We know that because if you knew how to read Hebrew, it would tell you that she continued in birth, in giving birth. And there's where the two bloodlines started. There's where the division started. There's where evil come into flesh, in the flesh and blood bodies, which is where we're at today. So we've followed down their trail, what they want us to believe, what they want us to think, how they want us to act, what they want us to read, what cell phone they want us to use, what TV shows they want us to listen to. We followed their idea of how they want things to the point that now we're headed into a one world government, a one world order, a one-world money system. You see, now that they've got the Western Central Banks and had it for so long, and it's starting to fall apart because cryptocurrency come out, they're trying to stop cryptocurrency. They don't want you to be dependent on anybody's money but theirs, and it's made them the richest people of the world. They are now in control of every monetary system on earth that's been active for the last 150 years. Trust me, they have. They've weaseled their way into it, and that's the right word, weaseled, crookedly put themselves in power and taken away our freedoms. And boy, do they ever love that they got them. So I want to share a poem with y'all that Donald Trump shared not long ago. Some of you probably heard it, and you've probably heard this before, but it's worth me reading to you today. There's a woman out taking a walk by the lakeside one day, okay? Just painting a picture in your mind before I read it. And I'm going to read it to you, and I want you to think about this and how it applies to what's happened to all of us in our lives today. So the poem goes this way. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in and I'll take care of you." "Take me in, oh tender woman," the snake said. "Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she had taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. Boy, can you hear it? That's what our politicians tell us today. That's what they're telling us, folks. You got to be careful. The poem goes on. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. "I saved you," she cried, cried that woman, "and you've bit me even. Why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew good and well I was a snake before you took me in. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman," sighed the snake. I read that poem to you because I want you to start looking at our politicians that way. I'm not kidding. And it's almost on every level, in every aspect of our life. What are they saying to you on a regular basis? "Oh, take me in, oh tender woman." What are they saying to us? "Take me in, for heaven's sake. Believe what I want you to believe," says the pastors today. I said pastors, preachers, teachers. "Believe what I teach, not what the Bible says. Trust me. It's all for your good." That's what they say. They keep on telling us that if we'll just follow their instructions and do what they say, because after all, they're the highest educated, they're the highest paid. You see where this is going? Follow their way. Where's it going to take you? To a place you don't want to be. And you know what? The world is falling for it. We've been taught for years now. By the way, we've been taught one huge deceitful thing since 1880s. Can't remember the exact year. But Margaret MacDonald was a sick woman. And I mean sick mentally. She had been diagnosed with mental illness. And she was sick and obviously about to be on her dying bed. And while she's there, a couple of preachers come in and they're talking to her, and she goes into a hallucination. And she starts saying, "Oh, Christ is coming. He's going to rapture me away. I won't hurt no more. He's going to take me away." You see, the rapture theory started that day. I can document it and prove it to you. It's not in the Bible. You can't find the word rapture in the Bible because it is not there. It's not there because don't believe the lie. Don't believe Satan's temptation. Don't believe man's traditions that want the easy way out and tell you, you don't have to understand the Bible. You don't have to understand Revelation. Just believe what I tell you. And then they'll read a few verses of scripture out of the Bible and then tell you these pretty tales, these pretty stories that make you feel good and help you to decide to give them money. But are they leading you toward the light? Or are they leading you down the trail the snake would lead you to certain death? You see, you got to understand, the politicians are like the snake for the most part. They're like a lot of the preachers. The snake's like a lot of the preachers. I know, boy, people get mad when I say this, but I hear so many of them today teaching things that are not in the Bible. It's just traditions of man. But that's what our schools teach. They teach us, don't believe the Bible. It's just a theory. Don't believe the Bible. You have nothing to fear. That's what they're teaching us today, and that's what they're teaching your children. I think it's time for America to stand up and say, we've had enough. You got to stop teaching that trash you're teaching, and you got to go back to teaching the Word of God and teaching good moral character and teaching right from wrong. And we got to tell the truth that God made us exactly the way He wanted us. He either made you male or He made you female. And for you to say that He made you wrong is the same as spitting in His face. And I want to tell you something. I don't think I would be man enough or woman enough to spit in God's face. And I hope you aren't man enough or woman enough to do that either. I'm telling you, God don't make mistakes. He made us with a set of fingerprints that no other person has, with a DNA that nobody else has exactly like yours. He made us the way we are for a reason. And it's a test to see, are we going to accept all the good that God offers and all the good that the Bible speaks of? Or are we going to do like even God's chosen people did a lot of times throughout the Bible? Do it your own way. But I challenge you to read what happened to even His own people that He loved so much. What happened to them when they did it their way instead of God's way? It's not pretty. I remember when Moses went up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. And he come back down in 40 days, and the people had already made a golden calf. And one of the first commandments was, thou shalt have no other God before me. And they had already committed idolatry. And boy, it made Moses so mad, he threw the Ten Commandments down. And God had them, told Moses to separate them into two places. And those that believed, that wanted to stick with Moses and the Word of God and what he was teaching, to go on one side and others on the other. And what happened to those that went to the side opposite of Moses? God opened the earth up and swallowed them. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You get caught up in man's traditions. You get caught up in all those things they're teaching today. You get caught up in things other than what God wants you to know. Get ready. The day's coming. And it'll be when God opens the earth and swallows up those who've turned their back on Him. But you want God's love and God's blessings? Hey, read God's Word. Be with me on Monday schools. On Mondays, listen to the shows. Learn the Word of God. Learn what it really says. Put God first in your life. Guess what happens? God will bless you. Don't mean bad things won't happen to you. Bad things happen to all people. But you know what? It means He'll also be there for you to show you the way out. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. Thank you for listening to Freedom Friday. Share it with other people. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com. www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.